In Tallahassee today, the House of Representatives debated a scaled-down elections reform bill that had received harsh criticism from activists and even Governor Crist. The new version removes a provision to eliminate as acceptable two forms of ID used mainly by older voters, requirements that paid petition circulators must register with the state, a requirement that voters who change their address close to an election must cast provisional ballots, and rules that would have made it a crime for anyone to interact with voters within 100 feet of a polling place. It's the first and last provisions mentioned that prompted the ACLU last night to send a letter to Governor Charlie Crist threatening a lawsuit. Maslima Lewis is a senior staff attorney and the director of the ACLU of Florida's Racial Justice and Voting Rights Project.
We have a number of objections, and as you said, there may be changes in the legislature going on today, but we focused on two particular objections out of the many that are now floating around in Tallahassee, one of which is the voter ID issue. What the pending bills would do is to eliminate yet two more forms of ID that can be used to register to vote and to show at the polls when people go to cast their ballots. And those particular IDs, neighborhood association IDs and retirement center IDs, will have a particularly a particular impact on elderly voters, for example, and without any evidence at all that there is voter fraud to protect against. There is none. The impact would be to disenfranchise voters, particularly the elderly and the poor.
The ACLU of Florida also has serious concerns about expanding the so-called no solicitation zone that they say would be impossible to enforce and make it impossible for voters to receive nonpartisan voting information at the polls. Again, Maslima Lewis from the ACLU.
Frankly speaking, the law right now, I think, is overbroad and violates the Constitution even as it exists now and before the amendments, which make it even worse. Right now, the law says that individuals such as the ACLU of Florida and other voting rights groups that give nonpartisan voter education information to voters when they are in line cannot do so within 100 feet of the entrance to the polling place. And the law, as the expansions that are now contemplated, would say that these nonpartisan groups that are providing voter rights information, not information about how to vote on a particular issue, not information about who to vote for, but simply educating voters about what their rights are, would have to stand 100 feet from the end of the line of voters. That eviscerates these very effective election protection programs.
Now, you have sent a letter, of course, your organization has, to Governor Crist, talking about those particular issues as well as other ones that are contemplated in the legislation that is going through the House committee today, I believe. So, of course, we'll see what comes out of that legislature today. Whatever law goes to the governor, he has the option of signing or not. He's made some comments that he is not in favor of limiting voter participation in any way, shape, or form.
We do know that yesterday the House introduced what's called a strike all amendment that takes out a lot of the provisions that we objected to. But I do want to say that even in the House, there are some very significant problems with provisions that would overly burden and unnecessarily so the process of getting citizens' initiative petitions signed and to get citizens and to get measures on the ballot. So that's still going on right now, and this is now up for debate in the House today.